Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yo. Welcome into the show. As you heard when they brought us in, it's the Super Bowl champion, Plaxico Burress, and myself, TJ Houshmandzadeh-Lavar, is out with his son. They have a 7-on-7 tournament out here that he's participating in. And LaVar, if you're not going to be here, you better win it. If you don't win it, you can't come back. So that's how we going to do that, Plex. How about that, Plex? That's cool. If he don't win it, he can't come back.
Hey, man, it's the House of Champions, baby. Go out there and get that chip.
Go out and get the chip. You know what I'm going to do, though, Plex? After we get done, I'm going to roll on down and I'm going to go show some support for LaVar. He has no idea that I'm going to come on down there. But I'm going to go on down and watch him, see what his coaching is like.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. My son is playing on a 7-on-7 tournament today down at Rutgers. So immediately after this, you know, I'm going to just take that little 45-minute ride on down there and see what I can catch for the rest of the Saturday.
Hey, how is it when your son is playing? Are you more nervous for your son playing than when we played, than when you would get out there and play? How is that?
I'm not, man. It's a surreal, you know, feeling. You know, just to be out there and just to watch them, just to move and to be able to run around and do the very thing that brought you so much joy as a kid. And you just, you know, you love that, you was passionate about it. And to see him, you know, basically, you know, take those footsteps. Hey, man, I just enjoy it. You know, I don't get up there screaming and hollering. I just enjoy it, man, and just, you know, teach from afar.
Well, I'll be in that situation here shortly, but we got a good show for you guys. We're going to talk some Kyrie Irving. We got On Your Head. What's going on in Washington, man? What's going on with the Washington Commanders? Snyder, Roger Goodell. We got another Manning coming down the pipeline. His name is Arch, number one quarterback, just committed to Texas. We'll talk that. And again, you know, we very diverse here. We're going to talk Freddie Freeman returning to Atlanta, where he spent 12 years. playing baseball. He just got his ring, his World Series ring last night. I actually watched the game. We beat down on the Braves, but that's what we do.
Oh, my gosh.
We losing pitchers left and right. One of our pitchers, bro, I'm watching the game. I'm jumping ahead of myself. Little dribbler gets hit down the dirt, third baseline. Buddy tries to get off the mound, look like he tore his ACL. Just trying to go get the ball.
I saw that. That's baseball for you, though.
Bruh.
It's the craziest thing, man. Baseball, listen, I love the sport of baseball, but some of these guys, man, they run down the first baseline and be out for 2 months. It's crazy.
Yeah, that there, man, is something. You trying to just go fill the ball, tear your ACL. But I digress. Man, let's talk about the Brooklyn Nets, Kyrie Irving. What do you make of the situation? Obviously, they're not going to give him max years with a max contract, considering what is going on with the COVID situation. He missed a lot of years, injury prone, whatever it may be. Right. Let's attack this from all different angles, Plex. If you're the Brooklyn Nets, how would you approach it? If you're Kyrie Irving, how would you approach it? And let's see what we can come up here. How do you handle this situation as the Brooklyn Nets first?
Man, if I'm the Brooklyn Nets, I'm doing everything in my power to re-sign Kyrie Irving, whether he wants a 3-, 4-, or 5-year deal, because you put him out there on the trade market. Somebody's going to pay this man. There's no doubt about that. But also, the Brooklyn Nets have to look at it as a situation to where they're not going to fill that position with a better point guard, no matter who you get, because there's just not nobody available with the talent and the skill level of a Kyrie Irving. So that's number one. Number two, he came out with a list of teams that he wanted to go to, which, you know, the NBA is different from the NFL. These guys can basically walk into an office and just basically tell them that they want to be traded. They can go anywhere that they want to go to. But one thing that's kind of bothering me about this whole situation is if Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant are as close as they say that they are, then why isn't a guy like Kevin Durant basically come out and saying, listen, I want Kyrie Irving to stay in Brooklyn and play with me? Like, there's no support. He's not supporting him to the fact to where he's making Kyrie Irving feel like he's wanted on his basketball team. So number two, that's something that's, you know, it kind of has my antennas up about that whole thing. But if you're the Brooklyn Nets, why wouldn't you re-sign Kyrie Irving? I mean, it just makes no sense for you not to. You can't get a better point guard. And if he doesn't want to be there, then that's something totally different. But as far as him moving on to the better teams, I think he put out a list of 5 or 6 teams: the Heat, the Mavs, the 76ers, the Clippers, and the Knicks. And the Lakers.
Hey, yeah, don't leave us out.
Yeah, notice that I said the Lakers last. If I'm Kyrie Irving and I do not want to play basketball in Brooklyn next year, I think the fastest way for him to get to a championship is either join the 76ers. Because I just feel that if you put Kyrie Irving on that basketball team with Joel Embiid, Tobias Harris, and those guys, I think a guy like Tyrese Maxey would be traded if that was to happen. But you have to realize that also that Kyrie Irving is a Jersey guy. So maybe he wants to stay closer to home, but maybe he wants to go play for the Knicks. That doesn't make any sense at all. But if I want to win right now and go to an organization that's going to compete to win an NBA championship, it has to be the Philadelphia 76ers.
Okay, so I'll play somewhat of devil's advocate a little bit, Plex. If I'm the Brooklyn Nets and I do want Kyrie Irving on my team, I truly do, but I want Kyrie Irving on my team with my conditions, meaning I'm not giving you a 4-to-5-year contract because you have shown to be unreliable.
Listen, I got to stop you on that. When he was unreliable and he was unavailable, it was basically because he was unvaccinated.
Right.
That was the main reason why he was not able to play in these games.
I'm the Brooklyn Nets. I'm just telling you, if I'm if I'm front office point of view, and then we're going to go to Kyrie Irving next. We're the Brooklyn Nets. There's just no way, and I get it. That's a personal view of yours, but you know how this works in sports. You know, we've played a long time. If you're healthy, I expect you to be on this field playing. If you are not going to play, I don't want to hear no excuse about, oh, you don't trust the vaccination. You know that's what's being said behind closed doors. You know they don't care about that, because the best type of ability is availability. That's the best type of ability that anyone can have, is availability. He wasn't available. So they're looking at it from the perspective of, we can't form this cohesiveness as a team because Kyrie can't play in home games. Okay, we're just not going to have him play at all. So then James, that probably pisses James Harden off. Now he wants to go to Philadelphia. Oh, you say Philadelphia. How do you think James Harden would feel about that? Do you think he would want Kyrie Irving there? You don't know that. You would assume yes, but you don't know that. Tobias Harris is gone. If Kyrie Irving gets traded to Philly, it's Tobias Harris, it's Tyrese Maxey, and it's some first-round picks. Whomever else it may be, I don't know.
I don't think it's going to be all of that.
It has to be. It has to be. He put the Miami Heat on the list. Who are you trading? You're not going to give me Duncan Robinson, Strus, Tyler Hero, and some first-round picks. You got to give me Bam or Jimmy. You got to give me one of them. You're not just going to give me guys that aren't the best. You're going to give me one of the best players, Bam or Jimmy.
But it's also going to be probably a multiple team trade. It's not just going to be a swap between two teams.
And so, and then the way that Eric Spoelstra is, Pat Riley, the way they operate, bro, you think Kyrie Irving going to play defense the way they want him to play defense? The way they demand that you play defense with the Miami Heat?
I believe so.
I don't know. He hasn't done it his whole career. So the way that the Miami Heat demand you play defense in the way you give out the effort on the defensive side of the ball, I'm not sure Kyrie Irving can do that. So I'm just eliminating the Clippers. Who do they give up? To me,
I don't see that happening at all.
The Lakers don't have anything to offer but a wink nod, hey, Kyrie. Because, you know, Kai, he has to opt into his contract to do a sign and trade. If he opts out of his contract, if he signs with the Lakers, this is what happens. Hey, all we have is this $6 million mid-level exception. Wink nod, we guarantee we'll give you a max contract after this year. He have to take their word for it. He doesn't have many choices right now because of what he did last year. And we all know this. Publicly, we support him. Yeah, this is his personal belief. Privately, can you believe that Kai's really not going to get vaccinated? And it's costing us a chance to form this cohesiveness as a team. That's what the Brooklyn Nets front office is saying privately. Touchy situation. Now, let's flip this. You, Kyrie Irving, how are you approaching this to the Brooklyn Nets and to the rest of the NBA, Plex?
If I'm Kyrie Irving?
Yes.
I'm looking at it. I have to opt into my $36 million option. I think that would be the best option for him right now looking forward. And if he wants to reunite with LeBron and go to L.A., I can also see that happening because – he will bring an added dimension to that basketball team that they desperately need to get LeBron James off the basketball playing point guard. Now you have a true point guard. If Anthony Davis can stay healthy enough to get through a whole season, then we all know that the Lakers are contenders to win a championship as long as you have LeBron James on the roster. But if I'm Kyrie Irving, I opt into my $36 million option, and if I want to go win and I want to go play with LeBron, then I would go to the Lakers. That's what I would do.
Yeah, if I'm Kyrie Irving, I would
take him on their word, pay 1 year for $6 million.
You know they wouldn't go back on that. That's
I don't think they would either.
I don't think they would. They would go back on it. It's just one of those things, man. the NBA is such where guys aren't going to opt in for just a one-year deal. If I can't facilitate a trade and get a max contract deal with one of these teams, I'm going to opt out and I'm doing what you just said. I'm going to take the Lakers at their word. They want LeBron to be happy. They want LeBron to stay with the Lakers just because of who he is.
So you think adding Kyrie Irving to the Lakers is going to make LeBron James happy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need Kyrie. Number one, he'd be by far and away the best outside shooter on that team. They've played together, and I think both of them have learned from the mistakes that were made when they were teammates with Cleveland. They would fix that. I don't believe that would be a problem. And so I think LeBron would be completely satisfied with everything that has to do with Kyrie coming on for sure. I mean, he'd be ecstatic because now you got LeBron, you got AD, you got Kyrie. And between AD and Kyrie, half the time they're not available. So as long as they're not available when the other one
is. You're talking about availability. Anthony Davis, oh, my goodness. For the last 2 or 3 years, he has not been available at all. I don't think he's played more than 40 or 50 games in a season yet.
Hey, dude, yeah, he has. When during COVID struck, he got a 2-month break. Yeah, he did. Hey, do you really believe AD hadn't shot a basketball in 2 months when he came out and said that? Do you believe that?
Yeah, I believe it. I believe in the situation to where he's trying to get his body into the best shape that he possibly can. Shooting a basketball is not something that he needs to be concerned with right now. His main concern is remaining healthy to get through a season. So, you know, after the All-Star break, the Lakers are in 11th and 12th place.
Man, it's something like when I just think about stuff like that, it's if you truly, truly are willing to put your body through whatever to be in shape, injuries shouldn't happen. They should not have. I'm proof of that, unless you break a leg or tear ACL. But, like, the soft tissue injuries, the groins, the hamstrings, those type of things should not happen if you're really willing to train the way you need to train. They should not happen. I know that for a fact because I experienced it myself. Those things are avoidable 100% of the time if you put the time and effort in. When we come back, we got I'm on your head. We got JJ with us. LeVar, man, you better not be down there blowing it for your team because I'm going to come down there. And I might just be incognito and just scout LeVar afar.
There ain't no thing as you showing up and being incognito.
You might be right. And it's hot. Hey, I forgot to tell you, Plex. Clear skies and palm trees when I look outside, man. We do have great, great, great weather. So I started taking AG1 because, one, I just needed the energy. I needed to feel good about myself. And I now do. I feel much better about myself. Taking additional AG1, the greens, they've done me well. With one delicious scoop of AG1, you're observing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy. You recover faster, you focus, and it helps with your aging. All the things that we want and we need. It costs you less than $3 a day. Contains less than 1 gram of sugar. No GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything. All natural, while still tasting good. Supports better sleep quality and recovery. Supports mental clarity and alertness. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase, especially if you're somebody who likes to travel, that comes in handy. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/game. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/game to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate nutritional insurance. Yeah, that's what I said. Insurance. We'll be back.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code UPONGAME and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code UPONGAME. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back. And you hear the music. It's good morning to some. And for Plexico, it's actually good afternoon. But it is actually good morning for me. And good afternoon for others. We got good friend of the show, our main man, On Your Head with JJ. What you got for us? I ain't even going to spill the beans. What topic, who you got, who had you on today?
I'm going to let y'all know. It's good afternoon for me, too, over here. Me and Plex rocking it on the East Coast. But I'm just sitting here looking at all the money that's been given out to these young quarterbacks, man. They're getting paid, aren't they? I mean, I got Pat Mahomes. I got Josh Allen, Deshaun Watson. But not Lamar Jackson? No. Baltimore Ravens. I'm on your head, man. They need to stop wasting time and go ahead and pay this brother Lamar. I mean, at this point, he was eligible for his contract extension over a year ago. Now, there's no real indication that these two sides are at odds, but if Baltimore isn't careful, Lamar's going to treat him like some Ravens and make them eat crow because he deserves every bit of whatever he's asking for from the Ravens. I mean, he's already a league MVP, multiple playoff appearances. On top of that, being one of the most dynamic and explosive QBs we've seen in league history. I mean, plain and simple, y'all, he's been marvelous. Like I said, no, everyone remains optimistic Lamar and the Ravens to reach an agreement before the season starts. He's at minicamp now, but for what it's worth, he did skip OTAs this season. Now, I don't want to ruffle any feathers over there on the part of the Ravens, but that might be a wake-up call on the part of Lamar. Because Baltimore, plain and simple, it's obvious that he deserves his money. Y'all literally play in M&T Bank Stadium. It's time to make a withdrawal. I'm on your head.
Now, when you – hey, JJ, do you think that Lamar wants more than the Ravens are willing to offer, or the Ravens just haven't made an offer where Lamar is like, oh, this is respectable, so I'm going to just keep playing until I get a deal that I feel is respectable?
I do think it's the former – or I'm sorry, the latter. Like, I do think it's a part of Lamar – that isn't happy or isn't content with the number that the Ravens are offering, and they're still at the table. It's interesting to remember that Lamar doesn't have professional representation. Lamar represents himself in these contract negotiations, so I'm not sure how that's affected these talks, but it's just something also to keep in mind as these two sides are at the table. But I do think it's the second one, TJ. I think it's Lamar hasn't seen a figure that he thinks stacks up to the likes of these contracts that he's seeing his peers be getting. You know, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Deshaun Watson, all getting these major contracts. He wants to be in that fold, if not at the top end of that. So I think that's what he's waiting for.
Hey, absolutely. Hey, I think Lamar will be in the fold, but I don't think anybody's going to be in the fold of what Deshaun Watson just
said. Yeah, all guaranteed, too.
We haven't
guaranteed.
Seen that ever in league history. But I have to agree with you, man. I really believe that Lamar wants to remain in Baltimore, but he's not seeing that $40, $41, $42 million a year number that's going to make him sign to force him to sign his contract. And he's looking at everybody else getting paid. But I think also from the Baltimore Ravens' point of view is that they want Lamar to prove to them that he is worth $40, $42 million a year to be a franchise quarterback of that organization. So
you don't
I believe
think he's proved that?
It's a little bit of both. For being an every down passer.
He's won an MVP. He won an MVP.
He's won an MVP. But are we signing him off of what he's done? We signing him off his potential? Or are we signing him off of being an elite quarterback? Do you consider him to be an elite quarterback?
All of it. I think they might be signing him for all of that.
TJ,
I'm listening.
You think Lamar is an elite quarterback?
Lamar is an elite quarterback. He just does it differently than what we're accustomed to. And this is the thing, Plex, that because of Lamar's character, if what me and JJ believe that they just haven't offered him the contract that he's looking for, he ain't made a fuss about this. He didn't scrape the Ravens off his social media like others. Mm-hmm. He did not.
Right.
He didn't do certain things. If he does, then it's going to make the Ravens look bad. But they got to be careful because do not let the Chargers and the Bengals next year sign Herbert and Burrow to an extension before the Ravens give Lamar his money. Because I'm telling you right now, Herbert and Burrow, both of them, coming in right. over 50. They're both coming in over 50.
Those guys are going to get paid, but on the flip side of it, the Ravens, they have a fail-safe, and that fail-safe is called the franchise tag. So they don't have to issue him a max contract or what he's looking for. They can still make him sign franchise tag. So that's one of the reasons – that's the difference between the NFL and the rest of these sports. Like, you know what? Maybe we're not fully satisfied with the way he's been performing, but we don't have to give him $45 million a year. We can make him sign a franchise tag.
And you're right with Plex, and you're right with that. They have until March to do that. So one of two things happen. You sign into that franchise tag in March, and now Lamar is unhappy the next year and he wants to walk, or you sign him to that franchise tag and then the year after you go and sign him to an even more lucrative deal. I'm not sure which one of those is more possible, but from the terms of them getting this deal done before the season starts, I'm not sure why they hesitate now to invest in him.
It's the price is only going to go up. He's a running quarterback. Wait? You signed me to that franchise deal. I'm a running quarterback. Oh, my God. I just hurt my hamstring, and it will not heal. That's the type of pettiness I'm on. I just hurt my hamstring, and it's not healing. So go ahead and pay me that $28, $30 million, whatever it may be, $35, whatever it may be at that point in time. But the Ravens, if you look at the Ravens, they have always taken care of their players that they've drafted. If you deserve a new contract, you can't even go down the list of Baltimore Ravens that did not receive a second contract if you were drafted by the Ravens. That's one thing the Ravens do, is they give the guys that they draft that have earned and deserved it a second deal. That's what is so mind-boggling to me. I mean, you can just go back the last 12, 15 years that the Ravens have not given a second deal to that's earned it. And that's the thing. It gives me cause to pause. Like, is it really Lamar or is it the Ravens? Because history has shown that the Ravens will pay you, and they have done this to guys that are lesser than Lamar Jackson.
Very true.
JJ, we appreciate you.
Of course.
Go ahead. No. What you going to say? What you were going to say? Go.
The only thing I was going to end it on is you know, context and circumstances outside may change things. Like, there may be a number that's, you know, agreed upon or they're coming close to one, and then you see someone like Deshaun Watson get 230 guaranteed, like Plex said, unprecedented, never ever done. And if you're Lamar, I've done stuff in this league that's unprecedented, that's never ever been done. So if I see someone like Deshaun Watson, who doesn't have any more success in the league than I do playing the game, if I see him getting a contract like that, I might have a different number in my mind now. I see money that's going out. Market is changing. The annual has jumped up when Aaron Rodgers signed his deal. Now the guaranteed has jumped up since Deshaun Watson signed his deal. That may just give Lamar, like you said, TJ, cause to pause. Like, maybe I got a new number in mind. Who knows?
Hey, it's the price of doing business, man. It's the price of doing business when you got a franchise quarterback. JJ, we appreciate you. Stay on their head. You have a great weekend out there on the East Coast, baby. We'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. I'm going to see y'all. Be safe out there.
Appreciate you. While we at the Dollar Shave Club, six-blade razor brings noticeably smooth shaves with six stainless steel blades for swift hair removal and a lubricating strip that keeps things smooth. Dollar Shave Club razors are sold at dollarshaveclub.com or in stores. We talking about shaving. I hear Daniel Snyder is shaving while he on his yacht. He don't want to go testify for Congress. Man, what do you make of this turmoil going on in Washington? Goodell testifying, I can't do this, I can't do that. Daniel Snyder said, I ain't testifying at all. I'm going to go ahead and sit in my yacht. Y'all do what y'all got to do.
Yeah, man, it's a sticky situation. You know, down in Washington, especially when it's concerning Daniel Snyder, there's just been so many allegations and accusations of, you know, creating a bad environment in the workplace, his managerial skills as being an owner, and, you know, him, you know, having these, you know, civil settlements out of court and, you know, all of these things going on. And then you see the other day that Roger Goodell testifies before Congress, and my man Daniel Snyder, he opts out. He doesn't want to show up. And just like Roger Goodell said, he said he has no power or authority to remove him as being an owner of the Washington Commanders. And from what I understand, if he was to be removed from being an owner of his organization, 24 of the 32 owners would have to vote yes. And you know how that goes, man. It's the good old boys club, the billionaire boys club. So I don't think that's going to happen. But basically what Congress is saying with all these allegations and all these things coming forward, there needs to be harsher consequences. And some, you know, he needs to be held accountable for his actions. Because, listen, if he's making these civil payments and all of these things and people signing NDAs and all of that, where there's smoke, there's fire. and Congress basically wants to hold the NFL responsible for his actions, and he's going to have to suffer some consequences, because right now they're just turning the blind eye to it like none of these things ever happened.
We'll continue with that in a little bit. We got our man Ilo, Isaac Lohenkron, on Trending. Ilo, what you got for us?
Good morning, TJ and Plax. Let's start with the drama of Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final. The Colorado Avalanche hosting the Tampa Bay Lightning. Colorado led the series 3-1, so the Stanley Cup was in the house. They were tied at 2 in the third period. Let's listen to what happened next, courtesy of the irrepressible Dave Mishkin and Hall of Famer Phil Esposito on WFLA.
Center point, Sergachev open.
Oh, you
left circle headman, center point, Sergachev.
It.
Left corner, Hedman. In front, Pallad! Score! Pallad! Andre Pallad! 3-2 Lightning with 6:22 left!
Esposito was right. Good thing he finally shot it. Tampa Bay, that was the game-winning goal. They won it 3-2. That sends the Stanley Cup Final back to Tampa for Game 6 on Sunday. The Avalanche still leading the series, but their lead now down to 3-2. Baseball. Los Angeles Dodgers manager Dave Roberts said that reliever Daniel Hudson tore his ACL in last night's win at Atlanta and will miss the rest of the season. Today's action gets underway at the top of the hour as the Yankees host the Astros and the Pirates visit the Tampa Bay Rays. Finally, big news from the world of soccer. Multiple outlets are reporting that soccer superstar Gareth Bale, most recently of Real Madrid, is heading to the United States and will sign with LAFC, the Los Angeles Football Club of Major League Soccer. TJ and Plex, back to you.
Appreciate you, Ilo. Man, Major League Soccer, they starting to get these guys coming from Europe, man. Sooner. They not getting the David Beckhams at the tail end of their career, man. They getting these dudes to come over here a lot sooner in the prime of their career. They must be paying that big money, man.
It's kind of like the LIV Golf situation going on.
Man.
PGA Tour, man.
Bro, they giving dudes – we way off subject. We wasn't even talking about that. Let me just ask you this. This ain't even on the script, but when you bring that up, if you are a golfer and they offering you, let's just say, because some of these dudes is getting nine figures. Say they offered you, just say on a low end, $50 million. Are you leaving the PGA Tour?
What PGA Tour?
Okay.
You, 50 M's guaranteed. I'm out of there. I'll see y'all in 3 years, man.
Dude, they said they offered Tiger close to 800, 900 million. He turned it down.
Hey, and it's still a billionaire. I guess he didn't need the money. Well, anybody can need that much money, but it's just a crazy thing going on with this golf, man. If you can guarantee a paycheck based off of you playing on the PGA Tour and struggling to make the cuts, you know, Thursday and Friday, and now you're in a situation to where you improve your lifestyle, you improve your caddy's lifestyle, and now these guys are getting guaranteed money. I think that sports continues to show us that, listen, I love to play this game, but I like money even more. So if they're going to give me this, they're going to give me this bag and this check, I'm going to where the guaranteed money is.
Man, it's a game changer, because it was just the PGA Tour. They have options, more power to them. I wish I could play golf, but I can't. Man, let's touch on a little bit of this Daniel Snyder situation in Washington a little more. It's really when Congress can have the NFL do this. Congress can. It's almost as if the NFL is saying, listen, man, we're going to do what we want to do. I'll come answer questions, the questions I want to answer. I'll give you my point of view, the point of view that I want you to see and hear. Daniel Snyder, we need you to say, nah, I'm not going to testify. I'm going to go sit in my yacht. When you have the cover up of thousands and thousands and thousands, I believe it was over 70,000 emails that have never been released, but then you get certain ones released with John Gruden, which he feels forced Mark Davis to fire him. You have the hearing. Oh, we want this hearing to go to arbitration so that the public doesn't hear and the emails and things of that nature don't get out. I don't know when this will happen or how it will happen or if it will ever happen where everything is just transparent. Okay, let everyone see what transpired and what type of communications went on with those emails, because obviously there's some things in those emails you don't want people to see. As you said, there's some NDAs being signed that you don't want people to know about. You don't want that to come out. Daniel Snyder obviously is not going to testify because it's in his right not to do so. Roger Goodell being and it sucks for Roger because this is his job. He's the face of it. He's forced to get out and testify for everyone. He's the one that's going to take the blunt of the criticism and be the face of it because that's what they pay him so much money for. Will we see the NFL and the rest of the owners say, you know, we want Daniel Snyder removed because he's bad for business? Or will this just be par for the course? Eventually everybody will get tired of this story and they'll move on. What you think, Plex?
I honestly think that nothing's going to happen. I mean, we've seen, you know, different things happen with owners in the past, like the whole Robert Kraft situation, and now you have this Daniel Snyder. But all these allegations and these confidential findings in the workplace for Washington, these things have been going on for years. I mean, like this first case opened up in 2009. We're talking about, you know, 12, 13 years ago. And all of these things are just now hitting the surface. And it's just going to be interesting to what we find out. But I don't think as far as, all of this information getting released that we are going to see it. The NFL is going to find a way to basically hide it from the public and to basically say, listen, this is our company, this is our business, and we're going to run it the way that we want to, and there's nothing that the Congress can do about it.
Yeah, man, that will be interesting. Well, yours truly, TJ Houshmandzadeh. This is Up On Game. You got Plaxico Burress. You got TJ Houshmandzadeh. LeVar is coaching 7-on-7. Let's hope he's doing a great job coaching. But me, myself, truly, I started taking AG1. You want to know why? I just lacked energy. I needed some help. And it really helped me. And so I continue to take AG1. With one delicious scoop of AG1, you're observing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food-source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your recovery, your focus, and your aging. It covers all things. It costs you less than $3 a day. Contains less than 1 gram of sugar. No GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything. And it still tastes good. Supports better sleep quality and recovery. Supports mental clarity and alertness. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/game. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/game to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. You heard it right. Insurance. We'll be back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, Plex, you can take over the freestyle for LeVar. That ain't me, though. You got it or not?
Man, come on, man. I ain't got them bars like that, son.
Hey, LeVar had them Snicker bars, man. He had them Snicker bars.
Oh, my goodness. Pitiful, pitiful, pitiful.
Man, you're listening up on game. You got Plaxico Burress. You got TJ Houshmandzadeh. And LeVar is part of Up on Game. He's just not a part of us this morning. But you can tweet LeVar if you would like and ask him where is he at, what is he doing, how is his team doing, at LeVar Arrington. You can tweet Plaxico, ask how he's doing, at Plaxico Burress. And you can tweet myself, at Hoosh84. And you can also tweet at Fox Sports Radio. This is all on Twitter. Ask us questions. Say what you got to say. As we wrap up the first hour, it was a crazy circumstance in the NBA. I just found it to be somewhat odd. Kenny Atkinson, he's an assistant with Golden State. He takes the Hornets job. And he, 23rd hour, I don't want it. The Hornets go back and hire Steve Clifford, who they fired a few years back. How would you handle that if you're Steve Clifford? If you're the Hornets, are you going back to a coach you fired? Like, I don't understand the dynamic of that.
Man, it's all about getting that money, man. It's all about getting that bag. They throwing that bag around. Listen, why sit on the couch if you can go to work and do what you love to do, even if they just fired you a couple years ago? But if you – Clifford, I mean, from a moral compass standpoint, I would not go back to a team who just fired me 2 or 3 years ago. To me, that doesn't make any sense. It's almost, you know, you're going backwards. But, hey, listen, if the man's out of work and they pick up the phone and call in the Charlotte Hornets, do not have a better suitor for this position to be a head coach in the NBA, then I guess you go back to what you was doing before. I totally disagree, because there's a lot of, you know, coaches that deserve this opportunity of becoming a head coach. You know, Mark Jackson and, you know, some of these guys that you see. But to go back in time and to hire a guy where you weren't winning many you wasn't winning many basketball games before, just doesn't make any sense to me, especially with Michael Jordan being the owner of that basketball team.
Yeah, it's kind of, if I wasn't good for you then, why am I good for you now?
I have no idea.
Who matured? Did you get better at decision-making, or did I get better at my decision-making as a coach?
Maybe you get better players. I don't know.
He does have a better team. They should benefit from him. He's a good developer of young kids, but they needed help on the defensive side. This is his specialty. And so I believe he should do better because he has a better team. They need to re-sign Miles Bridges. Let's see what happens. Mm-mm. We just ended this first hour. We appreciate you locking in with us. We got another hour. But before we get to that other hour when we ball so hard, The Dollar Shave Club 6-Blade Razor Blade brings noticeably smooth shave with 6 stainless steel blades for swift hair removal and a lubricating strip that keeps things smooth.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.